All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is a Patriots Monday. It's 2:30. It's time to talk to the quarterback, Mac Jones. And our conversation with the quarterback is sponsored by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Mac Jones. Mac, how you doing? Christian and Lou here.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing good, man. So tell me, so how does Mac Jones enjoy his weekend off? Do you have a good little time this weekend?
Yeah, it was a good time off. I just hung out at the house with my family and watched football and just did normal things, I guess.
Like a normal human being.
Do you sit down like on Sunday when you? Because I heard you the other day say going to watch a lot of film. Are you talking about film? Or are you just talking about relaxing and watching the NFL on TV?
A little bit of both, just alternating. That NFL red zone thing is pretty cool, so watching that was good. And then just getting on the iPad.
Did you able to see your former teammate Cam Newton this weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Did you guys still talk?
Yeah, he played great in that game, and I know he's enjoying it, so he's out there having fun being himself, and you know, I don't get to watch every clip and all that, but when he was in there, he looked pretty good, and he's doing a great job, so I know that he's having fun.
So, Mac, let me ask you guys now, 7-4. You start your career 5-0 on the road, and I'm curious. So, what do you attribute that to? Like, is undefeated on the road, is there something you can pinpoint to? Is it maybe, I don't know, playing in Alabama, getting used to playing against crowds or loud stadiums? Like, what is it?
I don't think there's anything crazy to it. I think just on the road, you know, you have to heighten your focus and really lock in. Not that you don't do that at home, but it does add a little bit of energy or whatever. But at the end of the day, whether you're playing at home, away, at a neutral site, it doesn't really matter. You just need to go out there and execute the game plan. So that's something that I've always put a lot of work into, is just not focusing on the situation, where the game is or what the weather is or anything like that, and just go out there and play.
You know, by beating the Falcons 25-0, I don't know if you knew this or not, you became the winningest rookie quarterback in Patriots history. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, okay. So you obviously wouldn't have a clue who you actually beat out to be the youngest, the rookie with the most wins.
No, I don't know who it is.
It was Jim Plunkett back in 1971. Do you know who? You ever heard of Jim Plunkett?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Pretty good player, yeah. Stanford. Yeah, had a pretty good career.
Yeah.
So I also saw, Mac, you know, N'Keal Harry getting involved early in last Thursday night's game. How important was it for you guys to get him involved early in the game, especially with all the work that he's been doing in the blocking game especially?
Yeah, I think N'Keal's done a great job in the blocking game, like you said, but also just coming to work every day and trying to get better. And he's got the right mindset going into the, you know, back half of the season. And he's going to continue to produce and continue to do what he's doing. So I just feel like I can trust him. And I can trust all those guys, and they'll go up and make the plays that they're supposed to make. So he's definitely done a great job this year.
You know, when it comes to N'Keal Harry, like, what do you think his best attribute is as a receiver?
Yeah, I think just attacking the football when it's in the air. I think we've seen that a few times this year. And when the ball is up in the air, he's got the mindset that it's his ball and he's going to go get it. So he'll continue to grow there. And that's something that I've noticed is in practice too. Just he has the right mindset when on the deep balls or any 50-50 balls.
So we're talking to Mac Jones on the Harbor One Hotline. Mac, I'm curious, your first short week in Atlanta, did you feel anything? Did it feel different? Was that some of the reasons why I saw you guys, you know, 4-for-12 on third down, 1-for-3 in the red zone? Was a lot of that to do with the short week?
Not really. I think just, yes, it's a short week, but it's still football, and we have to go out there and play better. So regardless of if you're playing on Monday, Sunday, Thursday, it doesn't really matter. We can do a better job of that, myself obviously included in that. But it is a short week, and you have to take it for a grain of salt. because, you know, you're not getting the full, it's just shorter. It is what it is. And you're not getting the full time. And, you know, the whole point is to win, especially on Thursday. That's something that a lot of people were talking with me about. It's just, as long as we can get the win and just get through this week, then we can get back to our normal schedule. And that's how we operate the best around here.
So was there something that Atlanta did? Because obviously coming off that Cleveland game, it was just like the, you know, the perfect game, right? The best all-around game you guys had played. Was there something that the Falcons did defensively that made you slowed you guys down a little bit?
Not really. I think just we watched the film and we've corrected the things that we need to correct. And we're obviously their defensive coordinator was familiar with us, and the team we're about to play obviously has a similar scheme, and they're very familiar with us too. So we have to be ready to go. And I think it is a good game to play on Thursday just because they gave us a lot of different stuff and nothing that we haven't seen. And we just have to keep getting better from the things we can fix.
So, Mac, I was listening to Nick Saban's radio show, and I heard him say something about you when it came to something that you needed to overcome, and he labeled it a tennis player mentality. Can you explain to me what he is talking about?
Yeah. It was more like just early on, just when I was younger on like the scout team stuff, I just remember him telling me, like, you could tell how a play went just based off, like, my body language. So, like, he wouldn't even, like, we would have practice, and he wouldn't even be able to see maybe, like, what field I was on, but he would just see my body, and he'd be like, all right, that was a bad throw based on your body language. So I think it was just all about that and how it affects my teammates, and I'm still working in that area. Just I'm very competitive and super passionate about football, and a lot of people on our team at Alabama were, and a lot of people here are. So I think it just, there's a way to do it and rub off positively on people.
Is it true that your offensive coordinator at the time, Steve Sarkisian, I can't even say his name right, he nicknamed you John McEnroe?
And that was more of a Saban thing, but they all...
Oh, that was Saban?
Yeah, but they all accepted the nickname.
So I can easily understand now, I guess, Mac, why like those is that why those breathing habits and just keeping yourself under control are so important to you?
Not really. I think just that goes back to just like sports psychology, which those are like similar things, but if you can calm yourself down, a lot of people do that, regardless of if you're too hyped up or not hype enough. You just want to get into your like game flow or whatever you want to call it. And a lot of people do that. So it's not like a unique thing or anything like that. Yeah. So
your parents were tennis players, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that, I guess that's where the nickname that's where the connection comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it all started. I mean, I guess they all know, like, my family's a tennis family, and the tennis players have, you know, some of the, like, McEnroe, they show emotion a little bit more than maybe someone else, but they're just all bought into that.
Speaking of Nick Saban, he used to have this phrase called rat poison, right? Like, when the media hypes up your team, and obviously very good teams at Alabama. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, Mac, especially with some of the outcomes yesterday, but a lot of people in the media looking at your football team at 7-4 and starting to talk about AFC title games, starting to talk about the most dangerous team in the AFC or even the Super Bowl. How do you control that sort of rat poison, as Nick Saban would put it?
Yeah, I think nothing matters what other people say. You know, you can't listen to anything, and it all comes down to what you do on game day. And if you perform well, then you'll probably win. If you don't, then you'll lose. And I think that's something that Coach Saban's always said, and Coach Belichick says the same stuff. I mean, it's just, you go out there on Sunday and you play well, then you put yourself in a position to win, and nothing else really matters what people are saying. And that's all we can focus on is this week and getting ready to play against a really good team in the Titans. So,
yeah, so I'm assuming you've been able to, get a head start on this team. And what have you seen from the Tennessee Titans defense that that could cause some concern with you guys as far as attacking them?
Yeah, I think just watching them, they play really hard, and they have a really good defensive line and some veteran players in the secondary and stuff like that. So that they're going to be a real challenge. They're one of the top defenses in the whole country, and you can tell that on film. They're very sound, and there's not a lot of wide open guys. And they do a good job getting to the quarterback. So we just have to watch the film together and get ready to play against a really, really good team.
So we're here with Mac Jones. He joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Mac, I was curious because in the past, especially I think Darrelle Revis actually brought it up and said that locker room is not fun. That, you know, you win football games, but it's not fun. And he's not the only guy that have said that in the past. We've watched this group play recently. I know winning is fun, but it looks like you're having a ton of it. So you tell me, is it fun playing for the New England Patriots? You understand why somebody like Revis would ever say that?
Yeah, I think it's fun. Like you said, if you're winning wherever you are, it's fun. And we've won a good amount of games here, but we have a lot of work to do. So there's nothing to be satisfied about. And this game is very humbling. And you just got to be ready to go every week. But I think it is a good point in that when you do play well and you put yourself in a position to win, and that just makes it way more fun. And you can see that for our team, but for a lot of teams, when they win, you can tell that the players are enjoying it. And when you lose, you're not enjoying it as much. So it's pretty much as simple as that.
All right, so last one for me, Mac, before we get to the big questions of the week. So the identity of this Patriots offense has been a big storyline this season. Like, okay, when is it established? In your opinion, what do you think the identity of the Patriots offense is?
I think we have a great offense that, you know, has a lot of work to do in a lot of areas, and we're not satisfied where we're at, but we've done a good job running the ball, and we can do a better job with the turnovers, and a lot of that starts with me and to not throw it to the other team. So but I think our identity is just, it really starts with practice too, is when we have a good week of practice, that's when it shows up in the game. So, you know, in the game, we run the ball hard and our receivers make efficient plays, and it is what it is. And we just got to keep stacking up good performances.
All right, Mac. Well, then time for the quarterback question of the week, sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with locations in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. All right. Thanksgiving, big week. All right. So what is your – are you a dressing guy or a stuffing guy?
I don't really care. I just eat whatever we have.
Because isn't there a difference between, like you know, some people eat stuffing. People in the South, they call it dressing. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
So is dressing just stuffing, just called a different name? It's not like anything
fancy
stuffing.
Yeah. I mean, you can call it whatever you –
Or is it pecan pie or pecan pie?
I don't like that.
You don't like pecan pie or pecan pie?
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
I don't know. I don't think you ever done anything crazy.
Apple pie, pumpkin pie.
I don't like apple pie either.
Wait, you don't like pecan pie or apple pie? Pumpkin pie?
Chocolate chips, chocolate cookies.
I like the chocolate stuff is good.
All right, how about the sides? Last one for me. Like, if one side on Thanksgiving that you can't do without. Like, you can take everything, but whether it's, you name it, stuffing, whatever you want to call it, mashed potatoes, one side that Mac Jones cannot do without.
I'd just say mashed potatoes and gravy. You have to on Thanksgiving. And the turkey.
Boy, you're easy.
Easy. All right, listen, Mac, enjoy it. Have a great Thanksgiving, and good luck next week against Tennessee. We'll talk to you then. Talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.